This compact I have only just broken in my study of Shakespeare under Professor Kittredge. I know that there are many things in Shakespeare and in the world that I do not understand, and I am glad to see veil after veil lift gradually, revealing new realms of thought and beauty. Next to poetry, I love history. I have read every historical work that I have been able to lay my hands on, from a catalogue of dry facts and drier dates to Green's impartial, picturesque history of the English people, and Freeman's History of Europe, to Emerton's Middle Ages. The first book that gave me any real sense of the value of history was Swinton's World History, which I received on my 13th birthday, though I believe that it is no longer considered valid. Yet I have kept it ever since as one of my treasures. From it I learned how the races of men spread from land to land, built great cities, and how a few great rulers, earthly titans, put everything under their feet, and with a decisive word opened the gates of happiness for millions, and closed upon millions more. How different nations pioneered in art and knowledge, and broke ground for the mightier growths of coming ages. How civilization underwent, as it were, the holocaust of a degenerate age, and rose again, like the phoenix, among the nobler signs of the north. And how liberty, tolerance, and education, the great and the wise, have opened the way for the salvation of the whole world.